minutes past 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, and we are going to be talking yoga with Christy Holt from Kaya Shala.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Kaya Shala.
Interesting name.
Welcome, Christy. Nice to have you on
Thank
the morning
show. Thank
you
so much for having me.
What does Kaya Shala mean?
Yeah, so Kaya Shala, we'll break it down. So Kaya in Sanskrit means body, and Kaya, of course, in Zulu means home. And Shala in Sanskrit means home. So our intention at the Shala is to come home to your body at Kaya Shala.
Now, your yoga practice, if I can call it that, is at Claremont Farm, very close to your mate Judd's place.
Dopamine.
The sort of share a parking lot.
Okay.
But you go right for the indulgence of dopamine.
Okay.
And you go left for spiritual bliss.
Aha.
Apparently, it is the most gorgeous. And I say apparently, I've actually seen the space. It's open to the elements partially. So you get the beauty of nature.
Okay.
And it's a very, very lovely space. Clearly what happens in that space, I have no clue, which is why we're fortunate now to be able to find out from Christy. So tell us what goes on there.
So our space is a space for the yoga practice and the yoga tradition. So we offer many different types of yoga practices and many different kind of styles. But we've got a beautiful team of teachers who offer different practices, from a vinyasa flow to hatha to something like a fluid mobility flow, which kind of brings in that mobility aspect. But really our intention with the space is to nurture your nature. So what's quite different with yoga towards other kind of movement modalities is that yoga is a tradition, and it's a way of life. So yoga, the movement aspect of it, is really one small part of the full tradition. So,
okay, but many folk come to you because, well, it's a well-being form of exercise that they're looking for, and maybe the spiritual aspect or the lifestyle aspect comes later, should 100%. They find that suits them or intrigues them. But generally speaking, it's seen as a kind of, well, I don't want to use the word sport in the broader sense, but certainly a kind of a workout.
Movement modality, for sure.
And you can
get
quite an interesting workout from a yoga session without having to necessarily don the active leisure wear and go into a high-performance environment.
Yeah.
What kind of exercise?
So it's a practice of bridging your body with your breath. So that's one really key element that differentiates yoga to other practices, is that we really focus on bringing the breath into the practice and allowing our movements to be guided by that breath. And in that way, we can kind of come into what we could call kind of a flow state, and come into that experience of bridging. You know, we all do come to yoga generally initially for the physical element and for the physical practice. And then throughout your journey, one thing that's wonderful is that a yoga space generally brings that sense of community. So you do have that community, and in that, then we start to soften and allow ourselves to move through the different layers of the practice.
Well, clearly what you're offering at the Kaya Shala, I was going to use the word dojo, but that's from my karate days. What do you call a space like that?
So it would be a shala.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it
certainly is hitting the mark in the greater Balito area, because your classes are well attended. And this is a tribute to you, because there've been many attempts to create yoga spaces in the area. Mm. Going back 20 years ago, I remember, when there was a little attempt to introduce yoga in a gym.
In a gym?
Very posh gym. Ooh, the aunties didn't like it. They said it was satanic. And it was, there were lots of resistance.
All
because
right.
They just didn't understand. You know, so anything foreign, well, you know, that couldn't be. And, of course, it's changed completely now with understanding of the benefits.
Yeah.
But still, because it's not it's not easy. You can go to a spin class and you can take it at your pace and no one really battles. But yoga can be very taxing. How do you go about setting people that are not experienced at ease?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for asking, Dave. So the Kayashala as a space is very accommodating to all levels of accessibility, and all of our teachers are really great at offering modifications and offering a way into the practice that is more accessible. So one of the principal elements of yoga is that we're trying to nurture our nature, and we're also really giving ourselves a space to understand that we are whole and complete just as we are. So coming into the practice, you can take any variations, any modifications that you need through the practice. There's a pose called child's pose that you can take at any point in the practice, and that's a resting pose. And essentially, it's a very welcoming and open space where you can take what you need and leave the rest. So you always take what resonates and you leave what doesn't. And some days you'll show up to practice and you'll be able to do all the chaturangas and all of the movements. And other days you just won't have enough energy. So you might take a child's pose. And Kayashala is a space where that is welcome. You know, you can do what you can on any given day and also at any different season of your life. So we have many beautiful mamas that come through their journey into becoming a mama, and it's wonderful to be able to practice while you're pregnant and then move into practicing after you've had your child, you know. So what's wonderful about the yoga practice is that it's there for you at every season of your life, and there's so many different styles of the practice that you can kind of choose what you want to do.
And for people that possibly listening to this thinking, ooh, I've always been interested in, and I wonder at possibly retirees that are wondering about finding a way to a healthier life and looking at a gentler form of exercise, understanding that yoga can offer that. Is this something that would be appropriate in your context as well?
Absolutely. We have many in that kind of circumstance. And what I think is so special about the space is that we've got that access of nature. The fact that it's an open air space and we've got the beautiful forest around us at the moment. We've got a beautiful ylang ylang tree that's blooming and that scent is wafting through the shala. We've got the banana trees around us. So having that access to nature, having a community that is supportive and warm and kind, like you walk into the shala and you're greeted warmly, you know. And then having practices, one that comes to mind is a mindful slow flow with Carrie. That one is just such a nourishing practice for our nervous systems, really allows us to down-regulate. But it's a great option for
anyone wanting to explore or investigate or take a class, where would they find the information?
Absolutely. So several options. You can go to our website, which is www.kayashalayoga, Kaya spelled K-A-Y-A, .co.za. And all of our information is on that website, as well as our Instagram is kayashalayoga. Lots of info there. And
or maybe just arrive. Everyone, I think, knows.
And you can just arrive.
It's opposite the entrance to Bretton Wood is the drive into Claremont Farm. And just look for the signs. You can't go wrong. It's sort of first parking lot on the right. And then take a short left. You'll find Kayashala, a very welcoming space. Certainly, this is going up as a podcast. So if you didn't manage to write down the details of the website, etc., don't worry. You can download this and share the information at your leisure and on demand. Our very special guest, Christy Holt from Kayashala Yoga in Bolito. Actually, Salt Rock, to be absolutely precise. We don't send you the wrong area. Thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Show.
Thank you, Dave.
And The Morning Show continues.